I'm gonna.
So get your carrots and leave them outside.
Do you leave carrots outside?
Yeah, I didn't know it before, but then my mom told me.
It's nice for the wall.
I just need to get myself some Cadbury cream eggs. I forgot.
Sort of wonder if sometimes Easter Bunny does like stuff inside, where like if it's like really like if it's like snowing, they do it like inside. But I sort of want to do it outside this year.
Yeah, maybe we'll get some good weather.
If we get some good weather, so that we can do it.
When I was a kid, somehow I liked the inside egg hunt more than the outside. I don't know why.
It was fun.
Because
I have like sort of like a woods in my backyard.
How about you, Amelia? Is there anything you're excited for this spring in particular?
I can't think of anything in particular. But I am excited for Easter candy.
I'm excited for my backyard to gain some color once again. That'll be nice. I love when everything starts sprouting up. The crocuses are really early, but eventually other things will join them. I know something coming up this spring that I think will be pretty fun is the library is starting an anime club that is going to meet Tuesdays in April from 3:30 to 5 p.m. in the teen room. And our friend Amelia is going to facilitate the
teen
club.
Teen room?
Yay!
It's only for teens.
It's for anime and manga fans ages 9 to 18.
Oh, hi, Mr. I'm just like so close to being 9.
Mm. So close.
Okay. And I have to wait until next year because my birthday is in August.
Oh, we'll see. but for the club, they're going to watch anime. They're going to eat Japanese snacks. There's going to be some manga prizes. So that should be really fun. I'm not eligible for it either because I am too old. But
you're never too old.
I'm really curious about the snacks, to be honest.
I'm still waiting for you to start reading Junji Ito.
I know. I should do one.
Yeah. Okay. Once I went to this camp, since you're talking about Japanese stuff, once I went to this camp and there was this person who was Japanese there and his family was just coming there for the summer and they needed somebody to live with them that knew how to speak English. And so it was really cool because we did camp with him and he brought like, and once he like brought these like yellow yummy snacks that are like sort of like, I can't remember how they tasted, but I remember like the bag was yellow and like the wrapper was yellow. Although some of my friends at camp couldn't have them because they're gluten-free and they couldn't know if it was gluten-free or not because it was in Japanese writing because like all like that stuff's like in Japanese writing.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, I'm curious to see what the club watches and what they do and who comes. So if you're interested in learning more information about that, feel free to give a call to Tracy, our program director, at programs@hudsonarealibrary.org. Or give a call at 518-828-1792, extension 101. And again, that is an anime club at the Hudson Area Library in Hudson, New York, for ages 9 to 18. And it's going to be Tuesdays in April from 3:30 to 5, so after school hours. And we'll be in the teen room. Very fun. Well, we're just about out of time for today. We hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. In the meantime,
bye.
Happy reading.
Happy reading.
Bye.
drop the bass. Drop the bass.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music picks and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with Music for the Masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC Afternoon Show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish Show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Accra on 90.7 WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Guillermo Rickerson of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
You have the already global networks. So my argument is very simple. The present media is too large and wasteful. From now on, we should think about the more smaller media to diverse our culture and community. I have different idea on airwave. Airwave belong to the every people, everybody, not to the states or a government. Okay, I will make the transmitter now. This is Paper Tiger Radio, special radio station. Telephone number is 212-420-9045.
Pedimos que por favor reporten al 420-9045. Estamos midiendo la fuerza de esta transmisión, una nueva emisora.
This is great.
That's what I have on the VHS.
Independent narrowcasting.
For less than it costs to buy a little good radio.
Building.
This is WNYU too. We're actually going over a really powerful station.
Really? Right. We're going over NYU?
Yeah, so if you can imagine, if we go on a space that's not being used, we can go even further.
Yeah. Not that there are a lot in New York. But keep yours close to the mic. Guys know what's called. We're really getting a lot of reach and a lot of distance. Nobody lives around here, that's the thing. Tell me if I'm gonna bump into these guys. Not them, is it?
Knocked on your door with heart in my hand. 'cause you leave no choice. Can't live without her. Love me or hate me, we will be boys.
Everybody, welcome back. 90.7 FM broadcasting live, Clubhouse Radio, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Today we have a normal show, you know, but that doesn't make it any less special. We have some people watching from the inside, too, which is a little weird, but we're going to be right back after the news and weather and a song.
Hello, and welcome for Friday, March 24th. Local early morning temperatures range from 29 degrees in Tannersville to 37 in Kinderhook. Regional average soil temperature is 40 degrees. Winds will make it cold today, but make sure to still layer up because they calm down this afternoon and we get a high of 50 degrees at 4 p.m. Overnight we drop to 33 degrees. Watch it, up in the hills, you're probably going to drop below freezing. Early on Saturday, some snow will fall, then turn to rain by 11 a.m. And that's the rest of the day. Quarter inch of rain is expected, and we see a high of 40 degrees at sunset. Rain continues till midnight. The clouds holding in the heat, letting us hit 41 degrees overnight. Sunday, windy but not gusty. Keep on layering up as you head out into a 55 degree afternoon. Still shouldn't quite reach freezing overnight into Monday, which might see some afternoon rain and a high of 50 degrees. I see some boats starting to show up on the river. Yeah, so let's dip our toe into the water with today's only low tide occurring at 12:20 p.m. Remember, these are consistent readings based on astronomical charts. Factors like winds, rain, discharge, and some storm surges can alter the timing quite significantly, so be sure to plan for some deviation. Today's river temperature will be 40.8 degrees. Today's tide strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 6:57 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:48 a.m. Looking way up, we see a lot of geomagnetic activities going on. Early this morning, some long-range radio channels straight up closed. So I'll just tell you right now, today is not the day for it. However, chances of pretty lights are. The KP index is at 7.67, putting us within the range of the aurora oval. Now, if the clouds would just cooperate, we could have a good time. Solar wind speed is currently 410.3 kilometers per second at 18.2 protons per milliliter. The current sunspot number is 73, and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate. I'm Tom. Columbia. And Nick Rapp. GXC.org.
Georgia, write me out and all you, I want you. In my arms, oh, let me hold you.
said I would never fall unless it's you I fall into. I was lost within the darkness, but then I found her. I found you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 97.7 FM, WGXC, Wavefarm, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Today, I'm joined with my lovely sound engineer.
Meow, do you hear me?
Okay, that's a little bit different. Hi. Hi, how are you today?
All right.
I'm AJ Cole, by the way. So, today, we got a few things planned. So, we have a little bit of an excerpt about an event we're doing on the 27th, I believe.
Yeah.
Does anybody remember the time?
No, I don't.
Thought so. 4 to 6. Bad with times, but luckily we got people for that. You know, right? We're built different here at Clubhouse. What?
JJ feels it in person.
That is true.
He left us for a second.
No, I just wanted to play Pink Panther in my head.
You want to know something I haven't heard in a long time? What is his name? Inspector Gadget.
Oh my god. That lives rent-free in the back of my head. And my dad's head. My dad is constantly talking about Inspector Gadget.
Really?
For no reason. Yeah.
My dad is Inspector Gadget. Gadget.
Mm-hmm.
Gadget. If you had a gadget, what would it be?
If I had any gadget?
Yes.
I would want... What about, like, a drone that you could sit on and just go anywhere? Like a seat drone. Yeah, kind of. Just, like, a personal one-seat drone I can just go anywhere, and that sounds cool.
It sounds just like a technology Nimbus.
Yeah, like a technological tech. That's what I'm thinking of. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know how... Maybe you can generate helium with some cool static electricity moving the molecules in the atom. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I forget how the scientific method goes a lot of the time, like hypotheses and stuff. That's the extent of my knowledge. Exactly.
Magic.
I love magic.
Oh my god, speaking of magic, what element would you control if you did have magic?
Earth. What about you?
Fire. Fire? Do you want to pick up that mic and talk? Do you want to pick up that mic and talk? You look very curious.
Like, we're missing... Nobody picks wind, you know? I've realized that. Nobody picks air.
Wind is devious.
Why is that? What?
No, you can't see wind. You can't actually see wind. That's what I'm saying. You could take the air out of somebody's lungs. And think about it. It's not like how it is in cartoons. You can't see air. You can't.
Well, you know, that's a good point. I guess you could just, like... I mean, it's a little bit morbid, but I guess you could just suffocate everybody. We have very different styles here. You're over here... thinking about violence, picking fire for violence, and I'm over here picking earth because I'm like a hippie and I just want to sustain myself. Like, I could make crops instantly grow. That sounds super cool.
Oh, snap.
Like, imagine you're just chilling, you want an apple, and then you make an apple tree grow, and then you eat an apple fresh from an apple tree.
I was just thinking about... Go for it, what you gotta do, too. I'm thinking about world domination.
I mean, you could do that through earth,
even that, or, like,
you could ruin the ecosystem, and then... But anyways,
I mean, even that, I was just thinking, like, I would be like a villain or like a superhero or something. But like,
nah, plus I feel like Earth, kind of, is correlated with animals, obviously. Like, animals are supernatural. I feel like that would give me some heightened power to communicate with animals. That's just my headcanon.
Think so?
Yeah, that's not... That's just my belief. You don't have to take it.
No.
Sea creatures? That's water.
Alright, now the true thing
sea
is...
Sea creatures are water, for sure.
How far... Would you...
He's the lamest, what's it called... I almost said Avenger, oh my god. This league person. come on.
But think about it. Think how many creatures you probably can summon.
SpongeBob beats him in a fight, bro.
No, bro. No.
You're right. Thank you. I'm just glad you proved my point.
Wait, what's going on?
One of the best savings. Hey!
listen. It's the little skies up there waiting. And today is the day we waited for. Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why
you had to hide away for so long.
Why did we belong? Hey there, Mr. Blue, we're so pleased to be with you. Look around, see what you do. Everybody's hard to do. Hey there, Mr. Blue, we're so pleased to be with you. Look around, see what you do.
It's time to create.
And that song is actually from Meet the Robinsons. So I have to play that because that last song that we played before I played this song, I don't know what
it was. This guy.
Yeah, it was Mr. Yes. And I'm not going to lie, this is, I can honestly say, one of my favorite childhood Disney movies, animated Disney movies.
I mean, I vaguely remember. I have to say, this has a pretty good soundtrack if it has the All-American Rejects. And hello, everybody, listening at home. This is Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Wavefarm, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. And if you're listening somewhere else on the website, we love you all the same. And, you know, I have a question for the audience, and right. You as well, Shahi.
Got you.
Have you been staying hydrated?
Actually, I have because of Jack.
Listen, everybody listening at home, you gotta stay hydrated. And coffee, just coffee doesn't count, because that is caffeine. That's gonna dehydrate you. Because personally, I'm not trying to call you out, but as somebody who drinks a bunch of caffeine, you know, that does kind of...
You're a caffeine addict, buddy?
I mean, I plead the fifth. How much caffeine? More than I should, less than I could. There we go.
Okay. If that makes sense.
More than I should, less than I could.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Weren't you just trying to get a Red Bull today?
Yes.
That says a lot about you.
That proves my point.
That says a lot about you.
It shows how honest I am.
I don't know. I mean, hey. Oh, no. Me? I'm me.
You are you.
But I'm not a coffee drinker. I've actually been trying to get more into tea.
I mess with that. Tea is really
nice. And it's great because I'm not a tea person.
I mean, tea is just grounding, you know? That's... on the show, just for anybody who just tuned in, was if you could control any elemental power. I'm just saying, with Earth, which is what I picked, you could grow your own tea and make that stuff.
Think so?
Yeah. That's what tea is made out of, a bunch of plants. And that's Earth, for sure. You can't tell me plants aren't Earth power.
Plants are plants, and plants are good. And if you like plants, then I like you. And if you're like plants, then that means we're plant buddies.
Yeah. Plant buddies. So for all the plant buddies listening, you know, we are Clubhouse Radio. And we actually have an event coming up on the 27th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at 455 Main Street. This is the Mental Health Association of Columbia Greene County. We're hosting Home Reduction Heroes Open House. And, you know, the Catskill Clubhouse, funded by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Greene, cordially invites the public of both Greene and Columbia counties to an open house event. Harm Reduction Heroes at Youth Recovery Center and Catskill Clubhouse at 455 Main Street. Catskill, I mean. Where? Obviously.
Where?
Down on Main Street, where free refreshments and free pizza will be served. And if you don't like free pizza, like, do you have your priorities right in life?
Again, you're listening to Clubhouse Radio 90.7 FM. WGXC.
On top of the free pizza, there's going to be a bunch of youth-made presentations, including a photography exhibit, art, health and wellness, and even more. Harm Reduction Heroes specifically focuses on teaching all people, especially youth, harm reduction. And harm reduction is used to decrease negative consequences of really anything, yeah. But especially drug use and anything else that could cause harm. A good example would be, like, wearing condoms is a... not, like, good advice. I mean, what? On top... Come on, sorry. Say on top of that, again. The set. Over 1,000 die from overdose in New York State alone. And that's just the track number. There's a, like, for every overdose death that's tracked, I'm sure there's at least one, if not more, that isn't, because, like, you're gone.
Right.
So, yeah. many of those people, too, aren't even in their adult world. If you're an adult listening, like, imagine a world where your kid isn't able to live because their life
was taken.
By under-addressed problems swept under the carpet.
Right.
But we're part of the solution, and we're completely available to the public at no cost. We offer a collection of youth and recovery drop-in centers located in Greene County and Columbia County, funded by the Mental Health Association of Columbia and Greene. We offer multiple aid in the recovery process, including harm reduction heroes, and that's what our event's going to be. Of drug education, harm reduction education, and that also comes with full Narcan training, complete free Narcan trip kits, and free fentanyl testing strips. And last but not least, I can't emphasize this enough, there will be free pizza and free rent. More about the youth clubhouses and the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. Our youth clubhouses help people in recovery or people at risk of addiction develop social skills that promote prevention, long-term health, and pathways for recovery and wellness. We offer a bunch of creating coping opportunities and a variety of programs. Every Tuesday, we have community dinner for free. If you want to practice music and perform in a band, that's what we do every Wednesday. And if you even want to be a part of this radio show on Friday, I mean, that's what we do every Friday from, we start at 6, but we start a little bit earlier than that to set up.
We start at 6, and we end at 7.
Mm-hmm. And on top, like, you wanna go snow tubing?
Snow tubing, man.
Too cold in the summer, you wanna go to a water park?
Word.
So, I mean, come on down. If that's all overwhelming, too, at the end of the day, we're just a place to come grab a bite to eat, turn on the TV, play some music, you know? We're a safe...
Word. It's convenient.
Trampoline park coming up soon, by the way.
Bring your own bread.
But, yeah, we're a safe space for all kinds, and the only thing that we're missing is you. For our contact information, contact MHACG at our website, www.mhacg.org, by email at info@mhacg.org, by telephone at 518-828-4619, or on Facebook at C2 Clubhouse.
That was smooth.
Thank you. But that being said, we're going to go a little bit to the news update.
Word.
We're kind of taking up that time, but no worries. We're also going to play a few songs, but we'll see you soon.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Raymond Pignon reports for Columbia Green Media that after absentee votes were counted on March 23rd, David Schneider beat incumbent Tannersville Mayor Lee McGonagall by 2 votes, and incumbent Athens trustee Joshua Lipsman beat Anthony Proper by 9 votes for the second open trustee seat in the Riverside Village. The Democrat Lipsman had trailed the Republican Proper before the absentee count. In Tannersville, Schneider defeated McGonagall 103 votes to 101 votes. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that lawmakers in the state Senate this week unanimously passed a bill requiring utility companies in the state to perform actual meter readings. The measure was backed by State Senator Michelle Hinchey, who said, and I quote, "Utility companies are using estimation formulas that are not based on past usage, making it impossible for New Yorkers to afford, let alone trust, their utility bills. My legislation to ban the practice will help ensure that this never happens again while bringing needed transparency and accountability to the utility industry as a whole in New York," end quote. Central Hudson, in Hinchey's district, has been widely criticized for estimated billing practices. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Alex Galt reports in the Adirondack Daily that Republican Jill A. Lochner announced she is running for the 21st congressional district seat currently held by Republican Elise Stefanik. Stefanik has long said she would only run for 5 2-year terms, which would end her term in Congress in 2024. Stefanik's campaign team did not return a request for comment on whether she would not run again. Lochner said she wants to bring a moderate Republican voice to the district, which now includes Rensselaer County. She said in an interview in Glen Falls on March 23rd, and I quote, One of the big reasons I'm running, it's not only Stefanik, it's some of the Republican Party in general. It's becoming disappointing to me. The loudest, angriest voices get all the attention, and it gives a bad impression. End quote. Lochner says she favors fiscal conservatism, small government, and is supportive of business. She does not support Donald Trump and says she is pro-choice. She said, and I quote, I actually struggled with infertility, and my husband and I had to do IVF treatments. In that process, it becomes very obvious how precious life is and how difficult it is even to get there when you want it so badly, end quote. Read more about this story in the Adirondack Daily. Raymond Pignon reports in Columbia Green Media that right-wing environmental groups Neighbors to Neighbors, Smarter New York Energy, and the Empire Center for Public Policy hold a New York State Climate Act town hall on March 26 at Columbia Green Community College, hosted by Columbia County Clerk Holly Tanner with former State Senator Daphne Jordan, both Republicans. Local Democrats are saying the groups are, and I quote, circulating myths and misinformation about electrification, end quote. County Democrat Party Chairman Sam Hodge said, and I quote, these three provocateurs are facilitating the disinformation campaign in Columbia County against the New York State Climate Plan, end quote. Tanner, in an email, said both climate deniers and those who want to save the planet for humanity should be heard, saying, and I quote, all sides of the issue should be heard. I agree so that people can be informed about what their government is doing. Government for the people, by the people. I did not organize this event. I was asked to help moderate the event, having done large town hall meetings for other topics. End quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Really, what matters to you? I push, I pull, get you out of loop. Yeah. I've been waiting for the days like this. A lot so, but also when I say like this, my parents are making money on some Ray-Bans. I never thought I'd see the days when they came to this. I've been waiting for the days like this. A lot so, but also when I say like this, my parents are making money on some Ray-Bans. No, it's only a taste, it feels amazing, yeah. When the sun's shining on my face, just play with it all day. And I'm fun times come my way, I'm taking them. So great when the sun's shining on my face, just play with it all day. And I'm fun times come my way, I'm taking them. So great when I'm... I kinda know what you mean. It's never just what it seems. I gotta get to there just to find out it's only the beginning. Walking through this world, I seem to fall in love with everyone I meet. But at the end of every road, it's always just you and me. It's always just you and me. I go too slow, then I speed up. I talk too much, then not enough. I overthink, then not at all. I think too much about it. I go too slow, then I speed up. I talk too much, then not enough. I overthink, then not at all. Don't think too much about it.
Sunshine on my face, just play with it all day. And fun times come by. So great when the sun shines on my face. Let's play with it all day. And fun times come my way. I'm taking them. So great when the...